Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We're holding in the middle of the machlokes of Rava and Abaye as to what the did is when it comes to an eight zomim. Do we say the mafreya unifsal the way that Abaye holds, or do we say as Rava says mikan ulaba unifsal? The last thing we saw was that the Gemara Paskin like Abaye mentioned that this is one of the famous cases of Ya'al Kigam. It's the Ayin of eight zomim the mafreya unifsal. However, on the way to getting to that Hilchasak, Abaye v'Ya'al Kigam, there were a lot of questions, and some of the questions revolved around our sugya itself, and we need to examine how it is that the machloket about whether l'mafreya unifsal or mikan l'abo unifsal impacts upon our understanding of our very own Mishnah. Tanan, says in the Mishnah of Yer Ganava, Pishnayim etavach v'machar al pihim. So someone now has stolen, according to a set of witnesses. It's the same set of witnesses who say that he did the Gedeva and he did the Tvechu Mechira. So then, if they are found to be Zomimim, since it's one cart of Edim who were coming to be Mechayev the Didon for the full Arba'a V'Chamisha, they pay the full Arba'a V'Chamisha, in contrast to where we could split it up between two separate Kitei Edim. But despite the fact that it's contrasted, I mean, we still would maintain the basic structure, right? So the basic structure would say we have two kitot, and obviously they come separately. So when we're talking about one kat, we're talking about coming separately. It's just the same people, but the same people spoke on two different occasions. So then apparently the case would be, my love, to come into court, at first they may eat al hagneva. So they say, look, you know, on Sunday this guy stole, we saw him. And then they come back and they say, oh, on Monday he went ahead and he was Tovea. So now when we say that they're Nimtzu Zomimim, it means that we found them as well in separate stages, the Sunday and Monday stage. We found them to be Zomimim. So first, Uzmu Lagnefa, V'chazru V'uzmu Al HaTvicha. Now the problem is they weren't kosher Edim, according to Abaye. Because according to Abaye, the moment that we were Maziv them, on the Gneva, the moment that we said they were lying at that time, we now know that they're no longer kosher Edim. Back then, back on Sunday. So therefore, we now know that on Monday, when they said that there was a Tvicha, they weren't even witnesses on Monday. They had no din of witnesses, according to Abaye. They're already puzzled. So kivan di itzimun l'agneva, iglai mildu l'mafreya dechiyasa hadua tvicha, they were already puzzled. And if that's the case, why in the world would they have to pay for the tvicha where they weren't even witnesses on the tvicha? But we now know they weren't witnesses. Now the truth is, as Tosis points out, I mean, this ought to be just as problematic, even if you don't know the Vabai. Because forget about the issue about whether they were witnesses. We now know there was no Geneva, and therefore their testimony was trivial. So even if they were kosher witnesses, it's a meaningless statement. So-and-so shefted an animal. Great. That's fascinating. Do you have anything else interesting to tell us? So that would mean that the Edus was no Edus. Not that the Edim were not Edim. Albeit Rava holds the Edim are still Edim. But the Edut is not Edut. Because we were now Mevato, the Edut, of the Geneva. Tosa says, and that's absolutely true. Except the Gemara at this stage is assuming, and we're going to talk about this, we're going to see, that we run into this question, we already mentioned it earlier, that although it's true that we have problems with the testimony of the Tvicha, our problems consist of a hakasha. Hakasha in the broadest sense of the word. We're weakening it. It's kachush. Kachush is a general term for weakening. So we're saying we're weakening it by turning it trivial due to the lack of the Geneva. That's true. But if you believe that Hazamba is only the end step of a process of destroying the testimony and witnesses. So then that's all one process. Therefore, that doesn't bother me. Remember that we spoke about the concept of hakhasha techilat hazama. We don't see that as being two separate issues. Even though had we separated them out and be left only with hakhasha, obviously would have had immense halakha consequences, that there would have been no din of kasha zomam, there would have been suffik, psulim, not vada, psulim. But if at the end it turns out that they were total and absolute liars, then anything that weakened the testimony is not viewed as something that takes away the possibility of the azama. On the contrary, it's part of the process. Therefore, the only kasha that we can ask over here is directly on Abaye. At least according to Rava, we've got an approach. But according to Abaye, if they weren't even witnesses, The whole thing doesn't make any sense at all. Well, says Gemara, I mean, your only problem is, I think, that first they were lying when they did the Geneva, right? But why don't we just turn it around? That first we find out they're Huzma HaTvicha. So they were lying about the Tvicha, okay? So Huzma HaTvicha Tchila. And therefore, at that point, they're going to have to pay for the Tvicha. Now when we expand it backwards into the Geneva, at that point, they're going to pay for the Geneva. Says the Gemara, you know, this is what happens to people who get confused about their dimensions. When you're trying to ignore time, you keep insisting that time has something to do with it. For God's sake, what's the difference what order it's in if there's no time, silly? At the point is that at some stage, we were mazim then, on the Geneva. Whenever that stage is, I don't care how it relates to when we were mazim them on the Tvicha, but at that stage, it went back in time and changed the past in such a way that we now know at the time of the Tvicha they were pasul. What do I care what came first? It's amazing how confused you can get when you try to pop out of your normal assumptions. Okay? So therefore, so who cares? The fact is that kihadre mitzame agneva iglai milta. We better open up the door or else that's dead fly that is cooking in the... is gonna choke us. Horrible.
What is it?
A fly flew into the halogen lamp and it's being cooked. Now, if this happens in Joburg while you're listening to this daf, we've got serious problems. Okay, so the bottom line is that kihadre mitzmei agneva, when we end up, I don't care if it's 10 years later, if we end up being mazid them on the Geneva, it has exactly the same impact in going back to the past and retroactively defining the testimony at the time the Tvicha is pasul. So we still have the same problem. So and therefore, it must be that we don't go back into the past, and we follow Rava's ruling that everything just follows from this point forward. But we don't look at it as affecting what the status was in the past. Now everything works out. But you're claiming that halachas are like a bayin. How would a bayin learn our Mishnah? Well, we'd have to say indeed that the assumption that we made was groundless. In other words, it looked like we were talking about katachat, that were made in two stages, because after all, we're contrasting them to shtei kitot. But what we'll have to say is that katachat is the opposite extreme. It's not only the same people, it's the same testimony. In other words, they walk into court, and at one time they say, look, this guy on Sunday stole an animal and on Monday shafted it, and we saw both of those events. And then we're mazim them on both of the events. But since it's, since it's one testimony, it's impossible to split it into two and to say, well, they were first mazimim for the first part, and then for the, because as long as it's betoch kedei dibur, look, they could have changed their mind. If you completed a testimony, you cannot change your mind. You cannot jump up and say, I was lying, I was just kidding. It's too late. Because given shigit shuvah nechazir u'magid, you can't change your mind about testimony. And yet, in this case, they could have changed their mind until they finished saying what happened with the Tvicha. So obviously it's all one statement. There's no way to split it. And therefore, the halacha would be over Yerushalayim b'vat achat. And then they were huzmu. Now, lema kitanli. Let us look more closely to Braita. And then it would appear that actually, Abaye and Rava are discussing something that is part of a machlokes tanoim. And it doesn't work out all that good because we've got the Chachonim on the one hand, and we ought to paskin like that, and you don't seem to be paskin like that. Let's take a look at this stuff. Two people are claiming a guy stole, and these same two people, now, if we were mazim them on the Geneva part, what happens is, obviously, if there's no Geneva, and there's also no Tvicha Omechira. That element of it is trivial. The whole thing falls apart. On the other hand, if we were mazim them on the Tvicha, then what happens? Well, the original testimony stands, and for that, the Gano's got to pay Kefo, right? And then the part which they attempted to add illegally after they had said that he had been Goneh, that they have to pay. So they were going to add to the Kefo an additional three times for sure, two times for a set. So they do that. So far, so good. Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi makes a statement that's rather vague. Rabbi Yossi says, well, actually, it depends what the case would be. There's only if there are two pairs of testimony, two times of testimony, but that's not clear. We're going to have to get to the bottom of what Rabbi Yossi means. But first, let's hear what he's saying. When do we say that this would be true, that we could still have the original Geneva, that would be Edus of the Geneva, would be Mechayev, the Ganav, to pay Kefo, and they would only pay the Shlosha separately for the previous statement. That's only if there were two Ediot. But if there was one testimony, then there's no way, because Eduche Batla Mikzata Batla Kula. Now, that does not seem to make much sense. I mean, if a Tvicha is taken out of a testimony, it doesn't fall apart. If the Geneva is taken out of testimony, it falls apart, but the Tvicha is irrelevant to the Geneva. So there's something funny about what Rabbi Yossi was saying. What did he mean when he said two testimonies or one testimony? Was he referring to the people who said the testimony, the period of the testimony? I mean, if he means it literally, b'shtei ediot means literally two separate groups of witnesses. So b'shtei ediot mamash. In other words, b'shtei kitot. And then when he says be'edut achat, so then he was saying, as long as it was one group, which, I mean, they could have testified at separate stages, right? But the important thing is it one group or is it two groups? So then that would mean, even if it was Mezeach or Zeh, so then what would Rabbi Yossi be saying? That if it was one group, then even if it's Mezeach or Zeh, so Am Rabbi Yossi be'edut achat, that if it was Bekat achat, Mezeach or Zeh, what would the din would be? He's saying that in that case, Edush Shabbat L'Mikzah Shabbat L'Kula. In other words, Ki Masidere Agneva, if they first gave testimony to the Gneva, and then they gave testimony on the Tvicha, and then Ki Mitzamei Atvicha, we found out that there were Edim Zomimim about the second part. You're telling me that Rav Yossi would say Edush Shabbat L'Mikzah Shabbat L'Kula? And what does that mean? And now the Hazama, there's a Hazama, the Gneva part also? That's crazy. Where would you get that idea from? I mean, how in the world could it go back to affect the Geneva if it was two separate stages? Okay, so it can't really mean two sets of witnesses. It's got to mean two testimonies versus one testimony. That's the point that he's making. In other words, if all the testimony was given at one time, that's what he's calling Edut Achat. If the testimony was split into two stages, so that one day they come and they say, hey, we just saw that guy steal an animal, that's Monday. Tuesday they come back and they say, hey, the same guy went ahead now and shechted the animal. So that would be shtei ediot. Okay, that's, maybe that works. Let's plug that in and see how that works. El alav b'shtei ediot means one group of witnesses who speak in two separate court cases. So it's kein shtei ediot. There was, for all intents and purposes, as if they are two separate groups. By new, in other words, what are you saying? It's one cut, but they're coming in separately. They come into court on different days. So it's Mezeach or Zeh. Okay, and what's the meaning of Edut Achat? Edut Achat is Bevat Achat. So he's saying, if they came into court, and at one time they said he stole, and he was Toveach, right? Then the halacha wouldn't be true. Now, if we assume, I mean, which is a sort of logical assumption, that when you say something, betoch k'dei dibur, that's what you mean over here, that it's all one testimony. But everybody agrees. I mean, surely we're not going to question that very fundamental assumption of whether toch k'dei dibur is k'dibur. Okay. So now let's assume toch k'dei dibur is k'dibur. So then what's the machlokas? Why would we say that the only Reb Yossi holds that the whole thing would be bottom? So, and the Rabbanim were saying, no, I don't care. So, my love, welcome if again. So what are they arguing about? That the Rabbanim, they say, not like Rabbi Yossi, they say, look, since the aid anyway is only Mikanu Lahabau Nifsa, so therefore, at the time of the Hazama, what was the Hazama about? The Tvicha, not the Geneva. So, at that time, even if they had said the Tvicha and the Geneva all in one breath, Betoch Kedei Dibur, what do I care? That took place 6 months ago. Now you're saying, but today we know they were lying. No, you don't. Today you're acting like you know that they're lying, but you didn't know then, and it doesn't affect the past, because we all like Rabba the Mikano Labo Nifsa. Therefore we say, why would you say the Shabbat L'Mikzah Shabbat L'Kula? The Hazana on the Tvicha is irrelevant to the Geneva. So atvicha tekam mitzamei itzum. So where the hazama took place later, it affected only the chiddush, which is on the tvicha. But on the geneva that nobody ever said that they didn't see, well, that stands. I mean, that testimony was 6 months ago. They were completely kosher witnesses at the time, and we didn't go back in time to tear apart something that was said all at one time. We never dealt with that time. We're dealing with this time, the future, not the past. Therefore, say to Rabbanu, what do I care whether it all happened at one time or it happened at two separate stages? It's irrelevant. Comes along Rabbi Yossi to say, oh, no. If it all happened at one time, it's a disaster, then all halacha falls apart. Because if it happened at one time, since Lamaisa, half of the statement is now shown to be a lie, the whole thing falls apart, because it's all one testimony. And therefore, so that means as they were speaking, the testimony was possible. All one testimony. All toch kedei dibur. The kibbut demiyaki asida hudam ifsal. Since in the very moment that they were talking about the geneva, which was the toch kedei dibur of the tvicha, they were nifsal on the part of the tvicha. So by definition, it's all one testimony. You can't put it into two pieces. So ki itzimula tvicha itzimula amia geneva, because toch kedei dibur is kedibur dami. And therefore, they say, what? We don't know what Rabbi Yossi is talking about. This bamed var mamurin, it's still true. That Eidutcha Batla, Mitzata Batla Kula is only possible in the case where they were set it all together. Says the Gemara, that is a problem, because then it works out that the Rabbanan, who are the Rabbin, if what you're saying is right, they're the ones who are paskening like Rava. And they're the ones, they're saying, we can't obey on himself. And you're trying to say that this Machlok is Tanoim. Is actually Abaye turns out holding like Rabbi Yossi, Das Yochid, and you're posturing like Abaye. That is strange. But I'll tell you what your mistake is. The mistake was the original assumption where you said, well, we're certainly not going to argue about whether Tov Kedei Dibur is Kedei Dibur, are we? Well, no, I'm not so sure about that. Maybe indeed, if Tov Kedei Dibur was what you were saying, everybody agrees Kedei Dibur, then we wouldn't find any discussion about this, because certainly everybody is maida that an eidzeimim lemafreya unifsal, like we paskin with Abaye. There was never any questioning of lemafreya unifsal. The machlokas over here is whether tov kedei dibur is kedei dibur. That's the machlokas. So Rabbi Yossi, the rabbanan is saying, look, tov kedei dibur, that's lav kedei dibur dami. So therefore, since it's lav kedei dibur dami, it's the difference whether they came together, they came separately in two separate stages. It's always two separate statements. The two separate statements, each stands or falls on its own. The only way that there's any logical relationship between the statements is obviously you can't have an effect before the cause, and therefore if there was no geneva, there was no tvicha. That's all. But it certainly has nothing to do with the fact that it happened to be that they were in court at the same time, in the court at different times. Well, who cares about that? Rabbi Yossi says, well, who cares about that? It makes all the difference in the world. Because since Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedei Dibur, and since the halakha is a deal like Abaye, which you agree to, that the Ein Zomim is Lafreya and Nifsa. So then, it isn't so that it's only the breaking of the Geneva that destroys the Tvicha. If it's Toch Kedei Dibur, the breaking of the Tvicha destroys the Geneva. Because it's all one testimony. That's the Machlokas. And therefore, it's irrelevant to the Machlokas of Abaye for Rabbi. Excuse me? You're saying Rabbi Yossi holds Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur? If anything, Rabbi Yossi is the man, the Omar, who holds Toch Kedei Dibur, is Lav Kedibur Dami. Because what's not? Arezo Tumurat Ola, Tumurat Shlamim. Arezo Tumurat Ola. So what happens if a guy has two Behemat Kodesh? One is an Ola, and one is a Shlamim. He takes a Behemat Chol, and now he tries to make a Tumurat. So he says, look, this is a tumura of this and of this. Well, it can't be both, can it? Well, it could if he insists on doing it that way. If he would make it clear that what he means is that he wants this animal to be sold and to split the money for a da'ila and a shlamim, I mean, yeah, that would be meaningful. But the din is, says Rabbi Meir, look, the first thing he said was, ayla, once it's an ayla, it remains an ayla. And therefore, arezu tumurat ola. This is Rabbi Meir's famous shita, Tfos Lashon Rishon, where you have a contradiction of what a guy is saying, This is a Naila, it's a Shlomi. Then it's a Naila. That's their claw, Rabbi Meir's claw. Rabbi Yossi says, well, what about if this is what the guy is trying to say? What about if he's trying to say it should be an Ayla and a Shlomi and split it? Now, he only has one mouth. So im lekach nitkaven mitchila. Look, if what he wanted to do was say that, said, oh, v'yev shalik rot shnei shemot ke'achar, he only has one mouth. He can't say it's a Torah Kodesh Lomim. So therefore, he's got to say Torah Ola v'Shlomi. That we accept what he's saying, Dvarav Kayamim. And then we wait until it gets a mum, and we'll sell it, and we'll use half of its money to bring a carbon Ayla, and half of its money to bring a carbon Shlom. But, says Rabbi Yossi, if he said Tmurat Olah, and then he changed his mind, and he was Nimlach to say Tmurat Shlamim, then I agree with Rabbi Meir. You cannot change your mind. Harezu Tmurat Olah. Now, we asked, on that Mishnah, that is such a ridiculous statement. Obviously, if a guy changed his mind, he can't change his mind. You made something Kodesh, you come the next day and you say, I changed my mind. I don't want it to be an oil. I want it to be a shlomim. Well, that's very nice. Go and buy us a shlomim. Yeah, but you can't do that. So, but what kind of statement is this to say, Nimach, you're murder. Thank you very much. My Papa said, no, it's tremendous finish over here. What Rabbi Yossi is saying is that even if it was Toch Kidei Dibur, you can't change your mind. Toch Kidei Dibur is meaningful only in the sense that if you can't say two things at once, it's a continued statement. But if you're not trying to say two things at once, you're changing your mind, then it's a completely different statement. Lamrot, that it was Toch Kidei Dibur. So how in the world did you have the Rabbanan saying that Toch Kidei Dibur is Lav Kedibur? Rabbi Yossi say Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur. If anything, Rabbi Yossi is the one who does not hold that Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur. Whoa. Ah, the answer is simple. Whew, I almost had me stumped. The answer is simple. There are two definitions of Toch Kedei Dibur. There's Toch Kedei Dibur sub 1 and Toch Kedei Dibur sub 2. And that's where we have, in fact, Rabbi Yossi disagreeing. So we have trade Toch Kedei Dibur having. One Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedei She'elat Talmid L'Rav. That takes much longer. So that's Shalom Alecha Rabbi. So let's say that takes a third of a second. Or maybe Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umori. Maybe it takes 3/4 of a second. But then we have the shortened Toch Kedei Dibur, which is Chad Kedei She'elat HaRav L'Talmid. Shalom Alecha. Without the Rabbi or Rabbi Umori. By the way, it's about Chlokas Rishonim later on how to be Goris, whether it's Rabbi or Rabbi Umori. But in any event, it's true that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Toch Kedei Dibur, but that was the longer Toch Kedei Dibur. It's too long, says Rabbi Yossi. So that is referring to Kedei She'elat Talmid L'Rav, where he has to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umori, or according to the Rush, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, the Nafish. That's a long time. But Kedei She'elat HaRav L'Talmid, namely, Shalom Alecha Itle. That Rabbi Yossi agrees that Toch Kedei Dibur is indeed Kedibur. It's there perhaps that the Rabbanan hold that Toch Kedei Dibur doesn't work to make something all one statement. Okay, it's a possibility. Omar Rava. Now this again, of course, is going to come back to address our previous discussion. But the way that it's stated, it's irrelevant. We've already seen that it's relevant to the previous discussion. As I just mentioned Tosis's point, that we could have asked the same question on Rava. But Rava raises the issue. So he said it outside of the context of our Mishnah. Eidim shuuk chashuk, ulubasof uzmu, ne'eragin. Let's say what happens over here is Reuven killed Shimon, according to two witnesses. Come along now, two witnesses, and they say, Reuven did not kill Shimon. Levi killed Shimon. So now we've got a hakhasha. Therefore, their testimony no longer is valid. Right? They're certainly not going to kill Reuven on the basis of their testimony if somebody else is saying that it was Levi who did it all along. Uh-oh. Look at that. Jet lag already. First day, and already jet lag. He just arrived, and he's already jet lagged. He just got off of a flight, 24 hours of travel, and already he's jet lagged. You never even left. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely Toch Kedei Dibur. Nonetheless, says Rava, if subsequently, even after the other cat comes along and says it was a Levi who killed Shimon, we are still going to kill that original cat of Edim if it turns out that they weren't even there in the first place. So you'll say, but their testimony is no longer valid. It's no longer meaningful. Ah, because hakasha trilat hazamahi elashalo nigmara. It's just that we haven't gotten to the bitter end of it to find out what kind of rotten liars they are. But the truth is, we're already getting suspicious when the first cut came to say that it was Levi. And now when the third cut came to say that the first cut were not even present, now we know. It's all one process. Omar Rava, I'll prove it to you. Minoa minala. I got a crazy bright. And if you could figure out what this bright means, you're going to see that I'm right. Mr. Scarecrow?
Yeah.
All right. Here's where I'm going to prove it to you, says Rava. Minoa minala. The Tanya. Now you try to make sense out of this. Two guys come along and they say, okay, we are made, maybe we should make Idanu, we are made, the Ish Ploni. Certain guy had a servant. Well, he blinded his servant and then he knocked out his tooth. And you know what? He's very happy to go along with our story. Ariaravo Merkane. I mean, this is perfect for him. He's not gonna tell you any different. Why in the world wouldn't he tell you any different? That is ridiculous. Venimtu Zomimim, and now they turn out to be Edom Zomimim, they pay the Eved for his eye. What? They were coming along to give an Eved his freedom. No, so they have to pay the Eved for his eye. They were coming along to steal the Eved from the Rav. No, the Rav was completely in favor of this. I mean, come on, Rava says, what are we talking about over here? I mean, Echidami, Ilei Mekerik Tani. I mean, if the Bright has given you all the information you need, and then it's absolute sheer madness. In other words, nothing else is involved. It's simply this first cat comes along. There never was anybody else that had anything to say until the Mezimim came. So can you explain this to me, please? Mishalmim d'mei ayin la'evet. They're going to pay the Evet for his eye after trying to do the terrible thing of freeing him completely. What? We're going to make them pay for his eye because they're going to use the eye as a way of him getting free? I don't understand. They didn't talk about eyes, for heaven's sakes, they talk about tooth. Vote. No, they said that
the
right, but in terms of the payment to the Evet, the eye freed him. The tooth he was going to have to pay for. So I'm saying, but no, they're going to have to pay the eye to the Evet. The eye was the thing they wanted to free him with. They never talked about his being paid anything but a tooth. Whoa, that's what I'm trying to prove to you, says Rava. Clearly there's something between the lines here that you're being left to figure out on your own. Now what you could do is you could put on 16 sweaters, long underwear, a ski jacket, come into a room that's being held at 70 degrees, and say, I don't know why I'm so tired. You could do that. And then you could say, well, I'd rather be skiing, so I figure if I'm dressed for it, I'm really experiencing it. Yeah.
I'm just wearing this whole thing.
His body temperature is probably 118 at this point.
Just regular shirt.
Yeah.
That's what I go out in the cold with. That's why.
Okay. Furthermore. Yeah, that's what Rav is saying. Well, it's clear what's happening here. How come it doesn't mention the fact that he was trying to steal an Evet from the Rav? And he has to pay the Rav to make Kulei Evet, huh? So Vod to make Kulei Evet, the Rav by Shlomim, which we don't even mention. And then it says, Arav Omer came. The Rav is interested in having his Evet stolen from him. Arav Minechle, why would the Rav say it's okay? Okay. So, I mean, there's only one solution. It's an obvious solution. Clearly, there was originally testimony that made life worse for the Rav. Right? And better for the Eved. And this guy turns things around, he makes things better for the Rav, and worse for the Eved. Now that makes sense. In other words, originally two witnesses had come along and they said, this Rav was Mepilet Chino, he knocked out his Eved's tooth, and then he went ahead and Simeat, he got really violent. Okay, so what's the deal over there? First of all, the Eved goes out to freedom. Furthermore, the Rav has to pay the Eved for knocking out his eye. The Eved is a free man before he knocked out his eye. So he's going to have to pay him. Okay. Now begins the bright. A middle cut, which you're supposed to understand was the second cut to appear, not the first. They come along and they say, ah, no. Actually, the guy's not as bad as you think he is. He blinded him first, and then he knocked out his tooth. So it was Eino v'Hadashino, in which case, he doesn't have to pay the Evet for an eye, which is very expensive. All he has to do is pay him for a tooth. So lo boi lebetav le'ela demei sheno, because now they are being makrish the first cut. Right? But the problem is, the first cut is being makrish the second cut. And it says over here that if we turn out to find out that they're edim zomimim, they're going to pay. So, and this is why it says, Rav American, well, of course. The Rav is very happy now. Ah, see, those no good things, they wanted me to pay the Dmei Ayin Levit, when all along I only owed him for Dmei Sheino Levit. So that's why it says, Rav American, that's your tip-off. Now, problem. So he's naturally reminded of Gamri. And what does it say? Nimtzu Zomimim. So if it turns out that that middle cut turned, were Zomimim, there now a third cut appeared and said, you weren't even there. So now it says they pay Dmei Ayin Le'eved. Now how in the world could they pay Dmei Ayin Le'eved if at the time that they said the testimony before the Mazimim ever show up, they were already Edut Mukheshet, because they were contradicting what the original Kat had said had happened, that it was first Shein, then Ayin, and then they made it Ayin and then Shein. So we should say as well, testimony that is Mukheshet is never going to pay for Hazama, because we weren't going to listen to it anyway. You see from here, says Rava, that that's irrelevant. Because Hakosh and Hazama are viewed as a process. You begin with the Hakosh and you end with the Hazama. So now you found out he's really and truly a filthy liar. Not before, like you were thinking, maybe. Now you know. How are you going to get out of this? Says Rava. So Shema Amina, Hakosha Tichilat Hazamayi. No other way to learn the case. Amar Rabbi, no, there is another way to learn the case. The way we have to learn the case is that the second, there are no three groups, there are two groups. The second group that came along and said that they weren't even there said also that the event did happen, but not the way that they said it. So in other words, the second cut switched it around, and the second cut said, actually, what it had been was a Shein and an Ayin, not an Ayin and a Shein. Not that you would know because you were in Timbuktu. Now, of course, this couldn't have happened at the same time, because then if they were in Timbuktu, how did they see it? And later on, the Gemara is going to question, so what came first? Because that's a massive complication. What came first? Okay. But now, it's talking about, says Abaya, the Afchinu v'Yazminu. They said, look, that's not what happened. What happened was the other way around, and these guys don't even know. They were in Timbuktu, and I'll prove it to you, says Abaya. Now, the truth is Abaya shouldn't need to prove it. Because if he's got an alternative, alternatives don't need to be proven. It's Rava who needs to prove it. He's the one that's trying to prove something. That a kosh is tchilat hazama. If Abaya is saying, look, I can give you an alternative, he doesn't have to prove an alternative. But Rashi explains he does have to. Ah. Oh. You're up?
Yeah.
I just hit you, so you should have hit him.
That's it all.
Sorry there, sorry.
Watch my tooth.
Okay.
And the white lady sent a message.
Yeah. So, tell her she owes me one. So, why does he have to prove it? Because he's got a real problem about it. He can't really explain Shariah Rav Amarke. Because the only way you could say a Rav Amarkein is if the Rav was upset that he was going to have to pay the Ayin, and now he's happy that he's only going to have to pay the Shein. Right? So, I mean, Abaya's going to have to really kvetch and say, it means the Rav would have said that I'm right if he had realized that these guys were going to say it the opposite. I mean, so the tip-off is a pretty, pretty diffusing tip-off. So Abaya's got to show us that it's reasonable to learn the Braita the way he wants to. And here's how he proves it. He says, look, I can prove it to you, me my, because there's no other way to learn the next piece of this Braita, which is talking about two separate groups, other than this way, because as I'm going to show you, there's no alternative to learn it like Rava. Since the Seifa is talking about two groups and only two groups, that the second group that was Mazim was also inverted the event. So they did two things. They testified as to the truth of the event, and they also removed the Edim who were lying by turning them into Edim Zayvim. They're two separate things. And that's the only way to learn it. If that's the case, if the end of the Braita is referring to that, then the Reisha of the Braita is also referring to that. Reisha nami b'meipich v'hazona. Now, if you have the patience, I'm going to tell you that sefer, and then you'll see why I'm so convinced that it can't be talking about three kitot. Because look, the case of the sefer goes like this. Meidonu et ish ploni, she pilet sheinav dovesime et eino. It inverts the case. Sha'arei ha'eved oimer kein. Look how happy the eved is with what we're saying. We're saying that what he had done was, first he knocked out his tooth, and then he blinded his eye. And now this eved is very happy, because after all, not only does he get his freedom, it comes together with a $100,000 grant for his blindness. They gave him a, you know, what was the darga of blindness in the Nachut? Yeah, so, okay, they gave him a government rating here, you know. So, Nimtzu Zolomim, if they turned out to be Zolomim, then they're Mishalim Demei Ayin L'Rav. Because they wanted the Rav to pay for the Ayin. And it turns out that the Rav didn't have to pay for the Ayin. Now, obviously, here again, we have a problem. The whole thing doesn't make sense. I mean, have you done it? If the ones that came to be mazim didn't ever even admit that there has been an attack upon the Eved, so then what should they be paying? The Eidim Zominim? To make Kuli Eved L'Rav by Shulamilim. They would have to pay the whole full Monty. The Eved's got to be paid back to the Rav. They were trying to take away the Eved. Elapshita must be talking about the komodu kulo bechavalah, or the kafchido viasminu. They must admit that yes, there was an attack, but it was the other direction, and therefore the eved is only supposed to really be getting the shame because the other knocked out his eye first. Now, in this case, says Abaye, you can't make it work out like Rav, and I'll explain to you why. Because if you start off over here. You start off over here by saying that we first had the cut, as Rava said, and they were saying that actually what had happened was is that the Rav only owed the shame. And now comes along the second cut, and they say that no, it was really he owes him for the ayin, and look how happy the Eved is. And now it turns out to have Hazama. Is Rava going to say that in this case? I think not. Why do I think not? Because what happened over here, if that cut existed initially, and then these guys come along and say, no, he was Mafia of a shame, and he was Misami the Ayin. Okay. What would the court have decided? They would have said, we have two testimonies here that contradict each other. Well, actually, they don't completely contradict each other. They both agree that the Eved goes free. They both agree that the Eved gets at least the value of his tooth. That's what we'll do. These guys are claiming the Ayin. I mean, we're not even going to deal with their claim. We're going to look at what it is that we're agreed on. In which case, here, there was no kasher zaman la'asot la'achiv. Because whatever was going to be done based on their testimony was only that which was in common with which what we were already going to do based on the first testimony. Therefore, in this case, Rava couldn't possibly have said that they would be mechuyev. Einim zaymim, they were never chayev until we paskin a din based on what they're saying. So obviously here, we can only be talking about two kitot. And those two kitot work because the second one reversed what the first one said. That's why we're saying Chari Eved Eimer Kein. I mean, here Eved Eimer Kein works anyway. The Eved's happy all the way to the bank. I mean, he's laughing one way or the other. The other case, we're going to have to fetch. We're going to have to say, a Rav Eimer Kein, now that the Rav knows what he's up against, looking at the whole case, he's very happy with the way I say it. Therefore, says Abayu, you do not have any proof from here that HaKashas Chilat HaZama, because we're not talking about a case where they were Mukhash first and then end up being Muzamim. Ganava Pishnai. Now, Sof, ki adri b'tzimei agneva, gloi milta, techi esaro atvicha, psulinav, amai mishalmi atvicha. Yilchot ha-shiruvat achat. And then usma. Lemiketanui. Hoyu shnai midim otosha ganav, e midim otosha tavach, v'uzma agneva. So then, edut shubat lamim satah bat lakula. But if uzma latvicha, hu mishalmi shulah kefil, e mishalmi shulah shlosha. Says Rabbi Yossi, not necessarily. Ba'med var ba'muri, b'shtei idiyot, aval, be'edut achat, edut shubat lamim satah bat lakula. Now, what did he mean, Rabbi Yossi? My b'shtei idiyot, my be'edut achat. Ilemi b'shtei idiyot mamash, b'shtei kitot, and Beidut Achat is a kat achat, even which is Bezeh HaChazeh. V'yom Reb Yossi, Beidut Achat, Bekat Achat, Bezeh HaChazeh, if they were Masi Ageneva, V'ora Mesale Atvicha, Ki Mitzvei Atvicha, Eda Shabbat L'Kzah Shabbat L'Kula, V'Yitzvul Ageneva, that is insane. I mean, Me'echa Teseach, nobody in his right mind would make a statement like that. El Olav, he's got to mean Shtei Diyot, is two testimonies of one kat. So what we're talking about over here is Eidut Achat Ke'en Shtei Ediyot. In other words, mind you, it's one kat, but it's Bezeh HaChazeh. So if it's Eidut Achat and it came at one time, then not. Aha. Now, assuming that Kulei Alma Toch Kedei Diba Kedibra Dami, the only explanation is my love or Kalif again. Rabbanu Tzari B'Kad Labo Nifsal V'Kimen Da Mi'ahi Shaita Kamitzame. Therefore, it's only relevant to the Tvicha. So, Tvicha to call Mitzvah Yitzum, Agnevel Mitzvah Lo Yitzum. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, Sovel of Afreya, who Nifsal, Vekivan de Miyad, Kiasido, the Mitzvah, so that Kiyitzvah La Tvicha, Yitzvah Ludabi Agnevel, that took the Dibur Kedibur Dom. Amen. He took the Dibur Kedibur Dom, me the Kule Alma would have agreed Lama Freya, who Nifsal. The Machlokis over here is whether Toch the Dibur Kedibur Dom, a Kalifle. Rabbanan Savi Toch Kedei Dibur, Lav Kedei Dibur Dami. Rabbi Yossi Savi Toch Kedei Dibur Kedei Dibur Dami. What? Savi Rabbi Yossi Toch Kedei Dibur Kedei Dibur Dami. He's the one who says the opposite. Vatlana Rezu Tumurat Ola Tumurat Shlamim Rezu Tumurat Ola, the Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, well, Im Lekach Nitkavein Mitchila, Hoyil V'yev Shav Lekrot Shnei Shemot Ke'achad, Dvarav Kayamim. V'im Amar Tumurat Ola, Vinimlach, Vamat, Vonat, Shlamim, Arezit, Muratola. Vabinaba, Nimlach, I should hope so. Pshita. Vyomer of Papa, Nimlach means Betoch Kedei Dibur. So apparently Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold you could change your mind, Betoch Kedei Dibur. Amre Toch Kedei Dibur, the straight Toch Kedei Dibur having. Chad Kedei Sheila, Chola, Talmid, the Rav. Chad Kedei Sheila, the Rav, the Talmid. Ki let Leila Rabbi Yossi, the longer one. Kedei Sheila, Talmid, the Rav. Which is Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or maybe even Mori, which is very long, the Nafish. But Kedei She'ela Rav Talmid, which is just Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Yossi does hold of Toch Kedei Dibur. Amar Rav Edim Shuk Shul Basov Huzmu Neharagin Dak Hasha Tchilat Hazamayi El Shalom Nigmar Amar Rav Minam Minalab Tanya Midani Beish Ploni Shesimat Ein Abdo Vipilat Sheino. Sharei Arav Omerke, v'nimtzu zomimim, mishamim d'mei ayin le'evet. Now, hechi dami, hi le'me kiriktani d'leke katachrine, this is completely and totally off the wall. Mishamim d'mei ayin le'evet. What? But to the mafke, l'cherut, now you're going to pay him d'mei ayin, oh, k'moy shlume. Furthermore, he has to pay d'mei kule evet l'arav, and it doesn't say anything about that. And furthermore, harei Arav Omerke, what is the Rav out of his mind? Arav minechala? Ela lav kigon dato betrei v'amri pilacheno v'simeit ino. In which case, boy meitav le'arav d'me ino. Now these guys come along and they say, no, it was ino v'adashino. In which case, all he has to be is d'me sheino. Because the kamakra shulakamoy l'mitzioi. So v'ainu, sharei arav omerke, now the rav is very happy. D'nechalei b'mayde ka'amri. U'katani v'nim tzuzamanim. That the din is, the mitzioi, are mishalmim d'mei ayin le'evet. Why? They're already mukashim. Shema mina hakashat hilat hazamayim. Omer Abaye, nah, sagmat avchinu v'yazminu. Mimai mida seifa v'mei b'chva hazama, reishanandi v'mei b'chva hazama. Diktori seifa, meidonu et ish ploni, shipilat shein abdo v'simeet ino. Sharei ha'evet omer ke, v'nim tzuzamayim. V'shamir d'mei ayin l'rav, v'ayichidami. Idol ha-komodo v'atroi v'chav ala klal. So then d'mei kula yevid l'rav v'ay l'shmomilai. Ela pshita, d'komodo kula v'chav ala. Ela d'kav chinu v'yazminu.